circle drill. Never fails every time. Like, you basically got to know what practice periods were coming up based on the song.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily a bad mix. It was just the same one over and
over. It can change during the practice, obviously, with basketball. Anyway, speaking of Coach Beard, asked him about the rematch with Oklahoma State and what they're looking for, and he said, hey, it's you know what you're getting when you're dealing with Oklahoma State.
Oh, Big 12, next round, you know, one of the best teams in the country, just playing in the Big 12. So, you know, 3-3 Texas, 3-3 Oklahoma State. Round two with those guys. They beat the number one team in the country, Baylor, just a few days ago on their floor, on Baylor's floor. So we'll have to play well. But it's no different than any other night in this league. You know, Oklahoma State's a program we have a lot of respect for. But I think probably more important for our guys right now is not necessarily who we're playing, but, you know, can we get back to Texas basketball? Can we establish ourselves on both ends of the floor and just continue and try to get better?
Are you impressed, and I know you're probably not surprised because you know Mike Boynton well and you know what he expects and gets out of his players at Oklahoma State, but I have to say, I know a lot of folks nationally are impressed with how hard and how well this team has played, knowing full well that in the first weekend in March, their season ends because they're not going to be allowed to participate in the postseason either in the Big 12 tournament or the NCAA tournament. I know it's impressed a lot of people that they continue to play really, really hard and really well for lots of stretches of ball games. At least.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, but I certainly recognize it. I think everybody in our sport does. Mike does a great job. The thing that's unique about this team is in the age of the portal and everybody's teams changing, Oklahoma State's teams basically stayed the same. These are all the guys that played last year with Cade Cunningham. They've added a couple key pieces, including one of our former players. Tariq Smith played for us last year at Texas Tech, and now he's playing Oklahoma State, so that's kind of, you know, unique coaching against one of your former players, but that's college basketball today with the portal. Mike's done a great job, and I think give the players credit that they bonded together. There's a competitiveness there at Oklahoma State. We saw it last year as they made their NCAA tournament run with Cade, and they've just really continued where they left off.
What's as important as anything else against these guys on Saturday?
I think transition defense. Oklahoma State's a team that really likes to play in first down, is our terminology. They like to push the ball after a make or a miss. And they've got a couple of elite, you know, ball handlers with Isaac and Avery bringing the ball down the floor with speed. They've got shooting everywhere. So our ability to get back and play first down defense, to play transition defense, to stop the ball, to find shooters is going to be really important. If we can get the game into second and third down, I think it benefits us more.
There it is. The thoughts of Chris Beard on the matchup with Oklahoma State. Did you have another notebook item?
I do, but we'll just save it for Monday.
You sure?
Yeah, I just don't have time.
Got a couple minutes.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. By the way, again, folks, a lot of folks weighing in. So it was great here, Meatloaf. A couple other people said, oh, it's a long song. Yeah, it's a long song. CB asking how long is In the Gata de Vida. It's about 15 minutes. I don't really care if I ever hear that tune again. No offense to Iron Butterfly, but just probably don't need to hear that. So, JP says, see, Jeff, that song by Meatloaf was composed when rock ballads were all the rage. All of those songs went on longer than they needed to. He was telling the story about that. Somebody says, me and the hubby love to karaoke the song. See, get a husband-wife team up there, a couple team up there. Could do that.
Hubby is one of those words I don't like. Does it just kind of grind your gears a little bit?
That's all right. I'd rather... As long as I know we got a female listener, I'm okay with it.
What would you and your girl do a duet karaoke? Do y'all have a favorite song together?
You talking to me or Craig?
You.
No.
I guess both y'all.
You know, here's the deal. So my wife doesn't karaoke, right? And I will do it if I've had a few, you know, choice beverages.
Yeah.
You want to know, like, my go-to?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Okay, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
I could see you doing
it's the
that.
Best. It's one of the best damn songs ever written. And to the point where my buddy Chris Dukes, when he got married several years ago, after about the third time I did it, the wife, I got the throat slash. Like, no, you're not doing
no more.
It. No more. We're done. I'm cutting you off.
It's been a lot of years.
Gambler's my go-to.
There you go. It's been a lot of years since I've done it. You had to be around Bill Schoening and have a couple of pops in you. I mean, because Schoening was always good for getting up there and singing My Girl. Mine was Secret Agent Man.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
That would be a fun LTT road trip as a karaoke night.
Yeah, I bet it would be. All right, we'll be back to wrap up Light the Tower here on the Horn.
Hey, what's up?